Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
And Mr. Doug Morrison.
Hi, folks. Good to be with you again.
And also brought to you by Zivac & Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Mr. Richard Lindsay.
Hello, folks.
Before we get started, gentlemen, if I may, I want to read a fabulous message that WABF received on our Facebook. A regular listener of the program asked me for your name and contact information. She made an appointment with you, and this is her letter. She said, "Lori, I made that appointment with Jim Byrd last week. Oh my gosh, if you need anyone to sing his praise, I'm there. Thank you for sending me the information to reach him. I immediately felt a connection to trust him, trust his knowledge, suggestions, and help offered. It certainly is a godsend, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, Lori." That is a quote message from one of your listeners.
That's what it's all about, Lori, isn't it?
That's awesome.
We get that a lot, Lori. We have regular listeners, too, Lori, and people praise you, Lori. They love you, and we had a seminar last night, and some people there that know you well and came to the seminar at the Yacht Club and had a great turnout. But folks, it's what I want to talk to you about today, and I hope people are listening to me. I've got regular listeners, and I appreciate it, but this article says seniors in almost every state are struggling to afford retirement. And what it says is that households ages 65 and older in the U.S. are living on an average of only $37,847 a year. That's around 60% of the annual earnings of today's 45 to 65-year-old, well short of the 70% that pre-retirement income that's typically needed. It goes on to say in the article, Richard, that Nevada is one of the few states that people do have over 70% of retirement income.
Huh.
Other states are close to it are Hawaii, Arizona, Mississippi, and Florida.
Wow.
But the ones up north are miserably short of that. And it goes on in the article to talk about, you know, the need for some supplemental retirement income today that you got to have, you must have. And that's the same thing, folks, that I've been preaching to people day in, day out. And you can't be dependent on the market for that income, because as we've seen recently, the market's taking wild swings up and down before it makes its big exit, I think, or correction. And if you're dependent on the market for income, or if you just don't want to see that money go away, you need to come see me, because I can show you how to get market-like returns without risk. Okay, that's what we do, Richard. And it's amazing that people don't know. I had a lady at my seminar the other night who absolutely needed our help. She says, "I don't know anything about annuities. I know nothing about annuities." And I said, "Ma'am, you listen for those seminars over. I'm going to educate you to annuities. And it's not just about annuities."
Well, no, it's not. It's about retirement planning. It's about looking forward. It's about what are the options? You know, Jim, I know you've heard of the 80-20 rule, right?
Yes.
Basically, you can take IRS data back to, I think they started collecting this data back in 1953 or 54, somewhere right in there, okay? And the information really hasn't changed since then. Now, think about all of the things that have changed since then, okay? In 1953, if you wanted to make a phone call, you had to pick up the party line and wait for somebody to get off. Right?
That's true.
And now everybody carries their phone with them. Yeah. So lots of things have changed in that 60, 70 years, but this hasn't. 1% of the people do really, really well. Another 4% do pretty good. Another 15% do okay, they get by. But then 80% of the people struggle their entire lives. And it doesn't matter then whether they're 40 years old or whether they're 65 years old. That same kind of thing holds true. And so unless you're one of those one percenters, you need to plan something, because you're not going to have enough assets to last the rest of your life.
And you know, it's sad. The people that came in, those 80 percenters, you know, they've saved all their life, what they could. Saved all their life, and they get down to ready to retirement, and they can't see it. They've got to have it safe and guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And folks, the only product can give you safe, guaranteed lifetime income is annuity. That's the only product, folks. And so if you haven't heard about annuities, come and see me. Don't listen and read the stuff you get, because there's a lot of negative information out there that people with self-serving are putting out there that are trying to sell you market. And all Ken Fisher is one of the worst out there that put an article, negative articles, and we've countered all that. And National Association of Fixed Annuities has countered it in many, many ways. But come see us, get the truth, come to the seminar, or come see me for an appointment. And don't sit there and watch your money go out the window that you saved all your life for, that you're going to need for retirement. Don't do it.
Jim, you ought to mention that lady we just had in our office just a couple of days ago that this was misled by her stockbroker, and she trusted him completely and just led her completely wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's good and bad stockbrokers, but she just kept calling him, said, we need to do something, and he wouldn't do anything, and now she's almost out of money. And it's not a lot I can do for her.
But oh, my goodness.
But I'm going to do best I can do for her. I gave her some suggestions. She's a good lady. But one thing I want to mention, and I'm going to let you guys talk here, but long-term care. I want to talk about long-term care. It says here that nursing home costs are now around $10,000 a month, which is $120,000 per year. That would destroy 75% of our country's middle and upper middle class. Okay? Now, if you added 3% inflation, which is a low number, that, you know, very, very few Americans are ever going to afford long-term care. And it's going to get worse when the baby boomers start hitting the dole, so to speak, in there. But did you know that by 2050, there'll be 89 million Americans over the age of 65, and two-thirds of those Americans are projected to require some form of long-term care in their lifetime, okay? Almost 18 million Americans will be over 85 by 2050. Two-thirds of the people needing long-term care in the future will be women. The average length of time someone lives after being diagnosed with dementia is 4.5 years. The average length of a nursing home stay is 2.8 years, folks. And 80% of long-term care provided by home or unpaid caregivers, and I didn't know this, Richard, but usually our family, and the real damage is done to unpaid caregivers. In many cases, they die before the people they're caring for.
Ouch. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. So it's an amazing stat, folks. But I'm saying this in our seminars and all. I can show you how to get long-term care without paying for it. It's including in a lot of the insurance and annuity products and life insurance products that we're selling. Come see me, folks. It's least worth investigating. Don't sit there and struggle. And don't sit there and say, well, I can't afford long-term care, because guess what? If you have to depend on the government, Medicaid, to pay that, you got to be broke. That means you got to use up all your assets. And I just want to put this one bug in somebody's mind. If you and your spouse go and one of them have to go to a nursing home, and you stay in there 2.5 years or 3 years in there, it's going to wipe out your normal assets of individuals. Now ask yourself this, that surviving spouse, male or female, what are they going to do? Now they're out of money.
Right.
So that's the issue that I have to deal with, and I'm begging people to come talk to me and come get an idea. Put your money in a safe, secure place and get some long-term care. Now, folks, I don't know which one of y'all want to talk, but go ahead, and I'll sit back a minute. Richard?
Well, Jim, you know, I don't know if you've ever watched these reality TV shows like Big Brother and Survivor. You know, whether you realize it or not, at the end of the shows, they always have this finale, and they bring back the people that have been booted off the island or booted out of the house or whatever, and a lot of times they play back the clips about what caused them to get kicked out of the game or out of the program. And some of them, it's like they make these idiotic mistakes. And when you're watching the video and when you watch the show, you say, no, don't do that, that's stupid. And sometimes they realize how stupid the mistake was when they're watching the replay. But it's like some people, I think, make obvious and mistakes like that with their finances, and they look back on them from a different point of view, and they say, wow, how could I make such a boneheaded mistake?
Yes, Richard, we see that a lot. And folks, if you don't want to make a boneheaded mistake, you got to call me, Jim Bird, 625-1226, or toll free 877-251-1984, and make a free consultation with me. Come in or come to one of our seminars. Look on our website, find out we're through this month, we got two next month. Or you can call Richard Lindsay at 633-4070.
That's right, Jim, 633-4070.
And you can call him for a free consultation. And a lot of people come up at seminars and say, Richard, I want to talk to you. And a lot of my clients will say, I've got a question. I need to ask CPA a question. Or they ask me, and I say, I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Call Richard Lindsay, and he'll tell you on the phone. You don't have to go to Mobile. Just call him. But, you know, that's what we do. Now, we have Jim Roberts, who's an attorney, state planning attorney, and you can also call him. I don't have his number memorized. But Jim Roberts is a judge, and he was in court last night. He couldn't do his seminar, and he's a state planning attorney for wills and trusts. And, Doug, have you got anything you want to throw in there?
Well, Jim, I want to – several things. I want to thank our regular listeners. Folks, we are being really inundated with phone calls, calling our office, people coming in, people doing business with us simply because they're regular listeners. And Jim, what I've noticed about what they've told us as well is that I wished I'd listened to him a lot earlier. I said, I've heard about you before and what you stood for, but now I said, I'm glad I acted now. And that, and then I just think last night's seminar that we had at the Yacht Club, this man walked out and he says, Jim had been preaching this message over and over and over. He says, I've come to realize that a lot of the stuff that he was telling was absolutely true. And he says, I'm so thankful I did business with him because he hasn't lost any money. So, you know, Jim, it's good to hear things like that. And some of the things we're noticing that folks is to not make a decision is making a decision. Don't sit there and just try to figure it out on your own. Come and see us. We'll be glad to help you.
Well, you think about it, Doug, that if you wanted advice on how to have a strong, healthy marriage, you wouldn't go ask somebody that's been married five or six times, would you?
I guarantee you wouldn't.
No, you'd go ask the person who's had a 35-year stretch or 50-year stretch and they're successful and they're happy. So when you're looking for a second opinion for somebody that's financially related, you need to go to someone that's successful, someone that's been in business a long time and that understands what it is they're doing.
Richard, why don't you tell folks what you used as an illustration last night at that seminar with that tool that you bought?
Well, I have this little scary little tool that I bought over the internet. And basically what it is an orthopedic saw. And you grip it in your hand, and it's got really sharp, curved teeth on it. And the thing about it is, that little orthopedic saw, I bought it off the internet for $10. Now, orthopedic surgeons go to school for a long time to understand and learn how to use that tool.
Mm-hmm.
So despite the fact that I could buy it, I don't think there's anybody in my family that's willing to let me use it on them.
I guarantee.
Because I'm not qualified. Well, the same thing is true when it comes to financial planning or it comes to taxes. Just because you can get a tool off the internet doesn't mean you're qualified to use it.
And one of the things I want to insert here, and Doug told me this at seminar, I think it was last night, there was a gentleman there, he's a wealthy gentleman, we knew that, and he said, you know, I've heard a lot of, I know you, Jim Bird, he said, I got invites to four different seminars. One guy was from Atlanta, and another guy from Gulf Shores, and another from somewhere else. And he said, I chose you because you're local. But he said, you know, I came here thinking you were all about annuities and annuities. But he said, the seminar was much more than about annuities. He said, I appreciate it. He said, I really liked the seminar. And this
Good.
Was a guy, a wealthy guy. So, folks, don't get over the myths you heard or the things you've heard or the things you've even heard about annuities. Come see us, folks. We have the answers. We have the answer, and we're the only comprehensive financial planning team that I know in this area, and that includes Richard Lindsay and Jim Roberts' attorney. We've got a great team.
Jim, why don't you mention about this middle ground that we keep mentioning all the time in our seminars, about this indexed annuity, this hybrid. Just remind them a little bit about that.
Well, most people, you know, they'd love to have 15, 20% returns, and they may need that, but with that, you got to take the risk of the market, and you got to take the downturn you have right now. Okay, but in our hybrid annuities, that you're able to get most of these market returns without risk, and there are different ones. They're not all created the same. But
there's a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
If somebody Googled it on the internet, they'd probably find a couple of hundred, wouldn't they?
They would. But you got to understand that I found the best ones out there. In my 32 years I've researched, I found the best ones. I have uncapped strategies that are great. With high minimum guaranteed returns, guaranteed lifetime income you cannot live for you and your spouse, which doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. Folks, you've got to come see me. But what you got to do, folks, if you'll just call us, it's 625-1226 or 1-877-251-1984. You know, I will set up a free consultation or tell us you want to come to a seminar. And if you need tax advice, you call Richard Lindsay at
633-4070.
Folks, I want you to know I memorized his number. He ain't memorized mine yet.
All right, 65-1226.
He got it. We joke around, and I don't know Jim Roberts' number, but
there's no grass under you guys' feet, that's for sure.
But we got a great team and work together, and we use each other's services, so we know how they do. So call us, folks. Call us. Don't sit there and wonder, well, the market's going to come back. I've heard my broker told me it'd be good. You know, I could wait it out. Folks, remember 1980? When was the market crash?
2008.
2008. I'm sorry. In 1970 also, but in 1929. The market is mimicking 1929 exactly as it did back then. And I don't know if it's going to go down 40, 50% or 90% as some people predict, but what happened in 2008? Can you do that again? Can you experience that again?
Well, I think that's probably should be the biggest question, is not necessarily, is it going to go down 40% or is it going to go down 50%? The question should be, can I take the risk that it might?
There you go.
Especially if you're drawing income, Richard.
Especially if you're close to retirement age or if you're in retirement age and you're trying to draw down on it. The end result of that kind of market drop, if you're heavily invested in the market, would be devastating.
Absolutely. And from a tax standpoint, Richard, there's a lot of people know that taxes are going up because they have 70 out of 100 years, right?
Well, for 70 out of the 101 years that we've had an income tax, the rates have been higher than they are now, sometimes significantly higher. You know, one of the things I did at the seminar last night was I asked everybody if they thought taxes were higher. And I think every hand was raised. But there have been several times in our history where we've seen higher taxes and significantly higher taxes. And sometimes those time periods are associated with heavy debt, like when we came out of the end of World War II. The highest marginal tax rate at that time was 94%.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
We got an awful lot of debt right now. Now, I actually read this last week that we dropped our deficit by 0.2% or 0.02% or something like that, but it's really huge, and we really don't have a plan right now to pay it off. We barely have a plan to pay the interest.
Yep,
very true.
And the larger the percentage of our gross national product that goes toward paying interest and goes toward paying government employees, the closer and closer and closer we become to a nation like Greece.
Absolutely, yeah. Richard. Absolutely.
Guess what happens, folks? When interest rates go up, market goes down. That's why I say the big drop that we're going to get is not yet. It's not yet, folks. You're going to see the market go up and down, and it's from things that are happening out in the world, but the big drop is going to come when interest rates start rising. That's where you're going to have the major drop.
Well, Jim, I think also, too, what Richard has mentioned also brings to mind about this thing about inflation and how the federal government has not told us really the truth about where the inflation figures really are, and they're saying around 2%. Well, really, it's around about 9% right now, and we know that with all this money that they have printed through this quantum easy, that's over $4 trillion now. When this goes back into our economy, what is that going to do to the dollar?
It's going to raise inflation rates. One, and they're saying around 33% or more.
Absolutely.
And that's going to cause the Feds to come in and try to make a correction. They're going to up interest rates to offset that. And when they up interest rates, then you're going to find mortgages harder to get and things like that, and you're going to find the market to go drop. And that's what's going to happen. I'm not an expert on the market, folks, but that's what I'm reading by leading economists of the world.
Jim, I'd like to put a plug in here for this. There's a book by James Rickards called The Death of Money, and he's talking about the coming collapse of the international monetary system. And he's saying that what we're experiencing right now is a repeat of the late 1970s. And at that time, inflation rates at that time was 50%. So a lot of the things that we're seeing right now is a repeat of what's happening right now.
Absolutely, Doug. And you know, it's unstable economy. And that's why you've got to have safe, guaranteed in your retirement income. You got to have something, it's insured. You got to have certainty in your money. You can't speculate. Something might be there, might not be there. You got to know what's coming in. Because think about this, folks, for most of us, the only guaranteed income we've got is Social Security. Okay.
And we ain't sure how guaranteed that is.
Boy, is that a statement.
They're already saying that it's projected to go down in 2032 to 70% of the benefits. And Eric Cantor is record saying that they're not going to do anything about Social Security.
Well, right now, for those who aren't in the know, the Social Security Administration Board, the Trust Fund Board, basically says that we have a slight surplus that should last to through 2032, and at that point we'll have a much lower ratio even than we have now of workers to retirees, and this is the baby boomer deal, because we got so many more baby boomers than we do the generation right behind us. Yeah. So what's going to happen is that at this point in time, barring other changes, is projected that the benefits will have to decrease to 77% of what they are, just in order to continue to break even. Because in reality, the Social Security Trust Fund is not really money that's put aside in earning interest or something like that.
Richard, repeat that again. Repeat that again.
The Social Security Trust Fund really isn't money that's put aside to earn a return or earn dividends or earn interest. It is a pay-as-you-go program.
So they're taking your money, folks, your tax dollars, and using it to spend for other things.
Absolutely.
And they're misleading the American people about it.
Well, and not only it's getting dire for the younger folks coming up, folks, the number one birth year in history is 1957. And if you add 65 years to that date, you arrive at 2022. Now, what do you think they say the Social Security Fund is going to be hurting in 2024?
Yeah.
Okay, the heaviest birth years for our country were 1955 through 1964. And if you add 24 years to our current year of 2014, 2038 becomes a pivotal year for these costs. So, folks, they're saying, you know, already projecting that it's going to run out of money. And Eric Cantor is saying that they're not going to do anything about that. So maybe you're saying like I am, well, I'm figuring it up. I may not be here in 2034, but our kids and grandkids will, and maybe Richard, you and Doug might. Y'all are a little younger.
Yeah, right.
Well, hopefully, you know, I'll have at least start on Social Security. When we look at the funding deal, we got 20 million more people trying to go on Social Security in 22 than we got earning, because the generation behind us is 49. That's supposed to be the peak earning years.
Yeah.
Okay,
49
years of age. Well, there's 20 million less of them, so they're going to be putting a lot less money into the Social Security Fund than what we're trying to take out, and we're living longer, and so there's lots of factors going on. Now, if you wait another 40 or 50 years, it'll be fine, because the generation behind them is the same size as the baby boomer generation.
Right.
But who knows if Social Security can last that long, because they're going to have to do something in order to make it last. Now, there's lots of things they can do, Jim, right?
Well, people don't know this, Richard. There's 587 ways to take Social Security, and I bet you don't know more than one or two of them.
Most people wouldn't.
So, I mean, folks, we mentioned Social Security in our seminars, and we mentioned that. But if you want a free consultation, we talk about Social Security issues. We do Social Security planning. We do retirement income planning. We do tax planning with Richard Lindsay. We'll do legal planning with Jim Roberts. Call me, Jim Bird, at 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. And if you want tax or legal services, you call Richard Lindsay.
633-4070. That's 633-4070.
So call us, folks. We can't help you unless you call us, but we're here really to help. We're trying to help people, but Richard is a tax planner. And one of the things Richard says in the seminar is your taxes this year is just a report of what happened last year. You got to plan ahead for your future taxes. You got to plan.
Right.
And that's what we say we need to do, and you need to plan for your retirement.
You know, Jim, I told this story last night at the seminar, and I hope I don't bore you guys because y'all heard it and have heard it often. But Dr. David Jeremiah told the story of his son, who was a quarterback, and they were marching downfield about the 25, 30 yard, almost into the red zone, ready to score. And the linebacker from the opposing team really smacked his son and knocked his headlights out. In fact, he had a concussion, should have been taken out of the game, but was not. The guys in the huddle realized he had problems calling plays, but anyway, he went up to the line of scrimmage and tried to proceed forward, but there was a voice from the sideline that kept repeating out loudly, "Get your head in the game. Get your head in the game." And folks, that's what we're telling you. Get your head in the game and come see us.
That's what you got to do, folks. You got to – this – we've had depressions. We've had inflations. We've had – taxes. We've had all these issues before, Richard, but as I've said many times, it's different this time, folks. At stake is your own lifestyle, your way of living's at stake.
Absolutely. Anytime you're looking toward the future, and the future cannot be perfectly clear. It's just, that's just the nature of things, isn't it?
It is.
So you have to try to plan for possibilities, and your plan needs to allow for the downside possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Because which scenario do you think would be worse, Jim, if we plan and we die with $5 million left in the bank, or we die with 5 years left in our life and with nothing in the bank?
Well, you obviously know the answer to that.
The second one's a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
So that's why we're talking about planning, and that's why we often talk about annuities. Because annuity can last a lifetime, and it gives at least somebody some income however long they live.
And that's what we got to do. And, folks, we're begging people, not because we want to make a sale trying to make money. We want to help people. You know, like the lady last week, Doug, that, you know, came off the radio. I mean, she needed help, and she don't know where to get help. We're out there. Don't sit there and suffer in silence, folks. If you'll call us. If you'll call me at Safe Harbor Financial, I'm located in Daphne, Alabama, at 625-1226 or 877-251-1984. I'll be glad to talk with you, help you any way I can, or go to our website and look at our website, or come to one of our seminars, whatever you want to do. Next year, we're going to be doing some daytime lunch and learn type seminars, Laurie, that we're going to have. And Richard will be there with us, hopefully.
Right.
That sounds
good. Of course,
good.
They can contact me at 633-4070. I'm Richard Lindsay with Zivac & Lindsay. They can visit my website at cpamobileal.com.
Right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
We appreciate your valuable information on safe investing in the new economy. Brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and by Zivac & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile. Call Safe Harbor at 625-1226. That's 625-1226. Or toll free 877-251-1984. 877-251-1984. And for Richard Lindsay, 633-4070. 633-4070. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for safe investing in the new economy.